Hi, and welcome to Mummy Diaries. As we all know, this show is about motherhood, parenting, and this amazing journey ya go godisa bana ba rona. On today's show, I have the beautiful, Mo Motsoaledi o montle yang.
Ke leboga tlhe.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. I always ask people, like, for example, ke bona re kopana ko strateng, ke hello o kae? How are you? And I want the honest answer. Not like, I'm fine. How are you? How are you doing?
We're going right into the deep
right
end.
Into the deep. Even if it's today, you know, it doesn't have to be
today,
the entire life. Just today, how are you doing?
Listen, I'm surviving.
Yeah.
It hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
But I'm surviving. I'm in a good place now than I was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So actually, I can actually say now, in this moment, I'm good.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
But I'm good.
Yeah. And for people who haven't seen you do any interviews, like who doesn't know anything about Gates, how pipe, how did you know? Who is Mo and where's Mo from?
That question is so tricky for me because I feel like it's a misteen question because I don't know what to say. I forget other things about myself because I've done so many things.
But also, there's not enough time to buahore everything. But like in summary, where are you from?
Yes. And, so how the public came to know me, obviously, I'm an actress.
Yeah.
But before that, I was a radio producer.
Oh.
I actually went to school for radio. So I qualified in radio broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And then acting has always been in my blood because I started from a young age with my mom.
Yeah.
And it bit me and I've never looked back. Yeah. So Mozwele is an actress. I can say a radio producer because I still have that under my accolade.
Of course, yes.
And I'm a mother.
And
I'm a mother. Yeah. Which, let me do it right.
Yeah.
I'm a mother first.
First.
And then I'm an actress.
Yeah.
And then I'm a radio broadcaster. Yeah.
But we're not uholetse guy.
Uholetse Kagiso in the West Rand.
Okay. Why do you think Kagiso?
I know. I was about to say that. A lot of people think Kagiso isn't like stop. So they always think Kagiso is in the Northwest.
Yes.
Like, no, it's in the West Rand, in Johannesburg, in Krugersdorp.
Yeah.
Well, now known as Mohale City.
Yeah.
So born and bred in Kagiso.
And how was your childhood?
Sure. That is actually a very painful question for me because I have no recollection of my childhood. When I was 8 years old, my mom got into a very bad accident and she became a quadriplegic, meaning her spine broke from neck down.
Mm-hmm.
So all four limbs were not working.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no recollection of everything that happened before my mother's accident and I was 8. And everything after that also is very blurry, you know. I sadly wasn't raised by my parents because they divorced when I was 6 years old. Obviously, my dad was out and about doing his own thing. My mom was in rehabilitation for the accident. So I was raised by a village, you can say, my grandmother, my aunt, you know, but I wasn't raised by my parents, per se, because of the cards that we were all dealt.
Yeah. And are there, like, happy moments that you remember growing up?
Like I said, my recollection of my childhood is very blurry.
Yeah.
But now that I have grown and I have my own child, I can actually appreciate how my grandmother took me in when her own daughter was in that situation and how my own aunt took me in to raise me and make my life better so that I can become the woman that I am now. Back then, I'll be honest, I didn't understand them. I thought they didn't love me. But now I realize that they were also dealing, my grandmother was dealing with her child having to go through that. My aunt was having to deal with her sister having to be like that. So I was like cushioned. I could say I was very cushioned. Don't do that. Don't speak like that to Motsoaledi. She doesn't clean. She doesn't cook. Just let her be. Because everybody felt sorry. Because wherever my mom was, I was there. I was like my mother's handbag.
Yeah.
So even when they had to tell me about my mother's condition, it was tough. That is one of the memories I actually remember, even though everything else was blurry. I remember when they had to sit me down and tell me that mama uko sepetlele because of 1-2-3, and the first time I had to see her in that condition. So it's been tough.
It's been tough.
I'm really glad that they really tried to love me the best way they knew how.
Yeah.
With the cards they were dealt.
Yeah. And it's amazing how some of the things, like you're saying, we see them when we're older and we understand them better when we're older because of our own experiences that, man, they really tried. Because we see now how difficult it is.
Yeah.
Even with the resources that we have and everything that we have, it's tough to raise a kid.
It is.
Now imagine then with what your mom was going through and then they had to take you in.
Yeah.
I think they did.
They did. That's why I'm like, I can appreciate that now. To say, actually,
Yeah.
They love me.
Yeah. And you spoke about radio. How did you enter the industry of acting?
So when I was young, my mom always took me to auditions.
Really?
My mom was also once an extra. Go back of the moon generation.
Back of the moon.
Do you remember back of the moon? My mom was an extra there.
Oh, okay.
So it's always been something that she loved. So obviously it was natural for her. And I'm a good girl.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it was natural for her to also want to see her child on TV.
Yeah.
But obviously after the accident, that stopped.
Yeah.
So from 8 years until well into my 20s, I stopped. I didn't do anything at all in acting. But we grew up listening to the radio. Lesedi FM, Motsweding FM, those were the two, obviously, because it's about my mom absolutely adored the radio. She would make me like call in.
Oh.
And then it gets hard. I get, why is this a good phone? It gets hard. What if I just call? I'm like, I don't want to call in. So growing up, it was a radio household. So it was easy for me to kind of gravitate to radio because I'm not your typical accountant or lawyer. I've never been interested in that. I think I just have media in my blood. So it was an easy thing for me. Like an alternative, I would say, for me to just tap into radio and go to school for radio and learn it in a broader perspective.
Yeah. And did you ever work on radio?
I did.
Which
so
radio?
Before I became an actress, I was a content producer on Radio 2000.
Really?
At the tender age of 24, I had to produce for 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
So that was...
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
But... they made it, they were so accommodating that they made it, that like they made me love actually researching and thinking like a 40-year-old would think because I have to come up with the topics.
Yeah.
I have to come up with the music.
Yeah.
You know, the clocks. You know, radio has 3 clocks. I have to plan every clock for the show. So it was nice. It was an interesting journey. I actually had a good time and it's shocking that I was good at it.
Mm. Would you go back?
That's a $1 million question. The reason I left, Percy, was I always believed that I was helping somebody else accomplish their dreams.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one. I'm an actress, man.
Yeah.
I relay whatever God needs to relay in the world through my acting.
Mm. So. And then acting, your first role.
Mm.
Which one was your best, the first big role?
Percy, my first role, Motsoaledi o sebete wena. Generations, the legacy.
I remember.
Scarlett, sexy model.
With
first
the candles.
Role, mapona pona.
Kadi candles. Sebete
sa sekana Motsoaledi
o. Ke bone ba go tshela kadi wet. Kadi wet.
And when you're an actress, you know what it's in real life,
I know.
Right? It's not a joke, guys. Yeah. That was real. They applied a bit
How
of baby
that?
Oil so
How
that.
Was that?
I loved it. I loved it, but I wasn't ready for the backlash that would come from me being semi-naked on TV. I was raised in the church. My grandfather, my grandmother, mother's union. And then your grandchild on national television, naked. Because to adults, you are naked.
You are naked, yes.
You know, so the backlash was very... I think I didn't think it through. I was young.
Yeah.
I received so many no's, got the audition. So that was my first yes.
Yeah.
And it was on Generations, the legacy.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about anything else. Yeah. The person who held me down was my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She's like, and then I act.
Hey,
I'm proud saying, TV.
Yeah,
that's the cost of you bragging. So I really, when I say, I loved my mom. I didn't love her because she was my mom.
Mm.
I loved her because of the woman she was. So even if she wasn't my mother, she would have been my friend, you know. So she had my back and she made it easy. And that's it. So she really kept me grounded. But it really hurt me because I was young and the backlash. And it was bad. But my mother really helped me like get through it.
Yeah. But in your age now, let's say you had to redo it again. Would you take the
Never.
Role? I didn't even finish the question. You wouldn't.
No, babes.
Yeah.
No.
I hear you.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not really worth me exposing myself like that.
Mm.
Especially for the benefits that don't come with me having to expose myself like that. Because that is a carbon print. It will forever be. It's there. It's out. It's there. Anybody can search and you can find me naked.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't do it now. No.
Yeah. But anyone who's like young... as young as you were, would you advise them to take their time and think about the roles, the type of roles that they take? Because like you said, I'm sure there's certain things that I did on TV that I felt like, ish, if it was this age, I was not going to agree to take in that particular role. Any young mom or young woman who's watching, would you advise them to like, okay, just take it because you're young and then later on otabona, or are you saying that they must think it through before they take such roles?
So it's a really tough one, right? Because everybody's on a different journey.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to get old. That's one thing my mom taught me. Are you saying, no, when I get older, maybe I'll regret it. Who said you're going to get to that age, Motsanit? Which is a powerful and profound thing to say, that you are not doing what you want to do now because you're thinking longevity, or when I'm 60, I'm probably going to regret this. Who says you're going to get to 60? You know, but obviously you have to think something like that through, because like I said to you, it's not something I would do now, but it's there. It's accessible. Anybody who wants to see my body can easily access that. I have a daughter now and they're going to show her that growing up, and I have a lot of explaining to do. But when you know who you are and you stand firm in who you are, then nobody can shake you. If you know it's something you can stomach for the rest of your life, then do it. Absolutely do it.
And how was your relationship with your mom in your older usually in your 20s now? I used to follow your journey on your stories with your relationship with your mom. And I'm really sorry about your loss, because I don't know you, but I social media has a way of making us think that we know each other.
Yeah.
And you lost your mom.
I lost my world, Percy. I didn't just lose my mother, I lost my world. And I always say to God that it's so unfair how my mom and I were robbed. Because my mom didn't raise me, because she was away for rehab. I've never hugged my mom, Percy. And that's a void I'm going to die with. No matter how I can do therapy, I can whatever, I can hug my child.
Yeah.
I'll never receive a hug from my mother. I'll never experience going to the mall with my mother, Percy. So I was robbed of having a mother growing up. My mother was robbed of being a mother. And just when we were connecting at my big age, because now she was back home, and I left my aunt's place saying, thank you so much for raising me, but my mom is back. I would really love to just
spend time with her.
Spend time with her. And even though my mom was disabled, her mind was sharp.
Yeah.
You know? So just when we were bonding and growing, she was taken away from me. And nobody can ever fill that void. My mom had my back. So I was robbed of so many things in this world, and I can never get them, no matter what. But this is my journey.
Yeah.
And it's time for me to embrace that this is my journey. There's nothing we can do about it yet.
Yeah. And let me get some tissues for you. Thank you.
Like a bear fuck, because when
hey, please. And I'm sorry. I really am. And I'm crying with you, because when you are pregnant and you still have your mother, it's such a blessing, Mo. And I'm sure you felt it when you were pregnant. You felt like you la midwife at us. La your mother-in-law Agatha. The day I became pregnant is the day I realized how much Batswati bale mohloka ka teng ho rona.
Yeah.
And I feel for you, because you didn't get to experience that. But like you said, We're here now.
We're here now.
Yeah.
We're here now.
Yeah.
I felt it the most when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Because I was alone. The people that were supposed to hold my hand through that left me. The last time I saw my family was at my mother. The only reason they know I am alive is because, well, I'm an actress. If I die,
yeah.
That's the only reason they know that I'm still alive. But my aunt and grandmother did try their level best.
Yeah.
But the rest, I last saw them at my mother's funeral.
Yeah.
It was a tough journey.
Yeah.
It was tough. But I had to go through that, Percy. And I remember after losing my mom, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Girl, I damn right lost my mind.
Yeah.
I was on antidepressants and anxiety meds.
Yeah.
And I remember asking God, what now?
Mm.
And I felt pregnant a few months later.
Mm.
That's why my daughter is Arabile.
Yeah.
Because you when I asked God, what now? He said, now you become a mother.
Yeah.
Now you become a mother.
Yeah.
So even though I was going through it all, nothing shook me, Pus.
Yeah.
Because my child, I had to be strong for my child.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to be strong for my child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, social media, like I said, it has a way of making us feel like, oh, it's like we're checking in, oh, she's still good, she's still fine. And is it one of the reasons why you kept your pregnancy private? Because you felt like, I want to enjoy this moment by myself without anybody, not that it's a must for anyone to announce their pregnancy, but you didn't.
Yeah.
You told us yesterday.
I know. And then Mugeling Sunkana Milota Makamauta. That I don't know.
Cause Yamuna Kyo Utsamakamautu. When you decided that, was it because of what you were going through?
Yeah.
Or you, even if you didn't go through that, you would still do it the same way that you wanna enjoy your pregnancy and then later on Ubarim.
Yeah. But no, I'm not gonna lie to you, girl. If I didn't go through all of that, like if I didn't lose my mom before falling pregnant, I would have posted.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the maternity shoot for a reason.
Yeah.
So I would have definitely posted. But like I said, sure, I was going through the most. I wasn't even thinking of saying, Dumelang, guys, I'm a mother now. And it's sad. I didn't get time to celebrate me being a mother, Percy. It was survival.
Yeah.
It was survival of the fittest. You know, there was just a lot going on. I was still grieving my mom.
Yeah.
Now I'm pregnant. Then my body betrayed me because Unkarabi is actually premature. No. That's another betrayal to me. I'm like, how? Body.
Yeah, body.
So I couldn't even carry
full term. Were you too small?
I wasn't too small. I was fine. She came, got 8 months.
Yeah.
And now, you know, the stereotype and my grandmother is like a believer, the superstitions.
So
she
was
like, 1 hour, 8 months, hardly survive. So survival was 6 months, weird enough. 6, 7 months, and obviously 9 was survival. But, you know, I was like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah, you don't want to hear that. Yeah.
So she was like very scared when that happened. So she's like, Motsoaledi, I'm scared. I'm like, why? She's like, no, 1 hour, 8 months, I'm going to survive, Motsoaledi.
Cure,
4 years.
What am I?
What am I? Yeah. So there was also that. I was recovering from my body betraying me. My mom is gone.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to celebrate and just bask in this beautiful answered prayer. Because remember, I asked God, what now? And he said, Here's your answer. So I didn't have time to fully embrace being a mother then, because of I was dealing with so many emotional and spiritual things. Girl, you're spiritual, you know.
I know. Yeah.
There was a lot of attacks in that regard too. So I didn't have time.
Yeah.
To be like, guys, dumelang, I'm a mother now. Yeah. I didn't have time for even me to be like, wow, Mo, you're a mother, because it was survival.
Yeah.
You need to make sure your child survives.
Yeah.
And because the superstition. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you.
No worries.
Where was work in between this? Like, I get a work, were you shooting or were you not, you were not shooting?
No, luckily I wasn't shooting. So thank God I didn't have to stress about that too.
Because that's so another world altogether.
So my only focus was me and the child. Yeah. Me and the child.
And when did you start enjoying the girl?
Sure.
You're learning to live with the pain.
Yeah.
When did you start enjoying Nkarabile?
I would say, honestly, when she was like 2.
Yeah.
Because then things, you know, started clearing out.
Yeah.
My mental health was good. Yeah. Spiritually, I was also good. Mentally, I became good. So yeah, when she turned 2, I was like, wow. Hey, bestie. It's you and I now against the world. So yeah, when she, I would say right about 2.
Yeah. And what are the fun moments with you and your bestie?
Listen, everything. Just like my mom and I, Nkarabile is my handbag.
Yeah.
Point in case. Yeah.
Next door.
Nkarabile is my handbag. And she just loves me, man. She just lights up my world.
Yeah.
I love
that. It's that unconditional love that you'll only experience with your child. When I wake up, she thinks I'm the most beautiful woman in the world.
You're so pretty.
She loves me. And I'm like, I've never seen, it's just me and her against the world.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, but
it
is what it is. The other day she came home and she's like, I've been sleeping with her this whole time for 8 years. I'm so sad. Like, I miss her small hands cuddling with me, but I'm like, I have to leave. Like, now we must revamp a room. I have my own room. And I was sad.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be the same mom. I'm going to be honest with you. She started kindergarten this year.
Yeah.
That's how I was prolonging Nkarabile going to kindergarten. Nkarabile got to kindergarten. Bye, mom.
Just like that.
Ma'am, I am your mother. It's you and I, buddy. Bye.
Yeah.
I was the one who was having a hard time. She wasn't having a hard time.
So yeah.
Bye.
And did she have any complications with the premature?
No.
Nothing.
The only painful thing for me in that moment, thank you for bringing me back, because I'd forgotten about it. So she was premature. Obviously, she had to go to the natal for a week. When my mom passed away, she was in ICU because she had just gotten an operation. So she had those tubes and wires to her. And now my child is born and it's the same thing. Tubes down. Hey.
It felt like a trigger.
It was a major trigger for me. Oh, wait till how I survived that. Only God knows. How I had to get a natal.
And those visits. Because naturally or normally, when you're done giving birth, you go with your child.
I wasn't. I didn't even get the chance to embrace her. No. Nearly tibang. Because it was an emergency. But I wasn't dilating, girl, for 22 hours. I was 1 centimeter. Okay. For 22 hours. So my labor was a lot.
And when it's like that, you're still going through pain, right? Labor pains.
Yeah. I'm still going through those contractions. Nkarabile got tired because she's pushing to come out. But my body is just saying, yeah. So they had to cut me up quickly. Like, they told me now, 15 minutes later, Nkarabile was here. No joke. You know how we shoot in the bed and they rush?
Yes.
Yeah, that was me. Rushing.
Yeah.
Rushing to get me to theater.
Yeah.
So that my child, because she was tired.
Satani
are. Nkarabile hatle modima rena on my watch.
Yes.
Darling.
Yeah. Why?
On my watch.
Yes.
Oh, please.
And how is your faith? Because sometimes when you go through what you went through, it's either your faith becomes stronger or you'll be like, why is God doing this to me? How is your relationship with God?
I was angry at God because I always tell my friends that for me, it's been a long journey from my mother going through that, me experiencing life like that, and now my child. So it's been a long journey for me. So when I say I'm tired, God, I'm like, I'm tired. Let job eventually. So I was really angry at God. And I think that's one of the main reasons I kind of off-ramped and kind of looked at other things to make me feel better. Because then I started consulting because I needed to know what's happening. Because like I said, it's been a long journey.
Yeah.
Something must be wrong.
Yeah.
So, and I tapped into a space that I should have not tapped into, which added more to my depression and things going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But God, just one day out of all that mess, I'd hold on to me.
Mm.
Hold on. And don't let go. Mm. And that day, I still remember it very, very, I held on and I've never looked back.
Mm.
So my faith now, Satan, you're going to need backup.
Yeah.
That's what's awesome. You're going to need some backup, okay?
Definitely, because like faith is something, and as you speak, as you share everything,
yeah.
Now all I see is how much God loves you.
Oh my God.
That you're still here. That you can even be able to have this conversation through you. I really do. Because you are here. You know, and I'm sure there are many women who are watching this podcast who are going through something similar or worse.
Yeah.
And when you go through it, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
But now, how buwa, the reason why I'm saying God loves you, I'm sure I'm going to be able to get a or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just see Matlamu Dimu through you. I really do.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Koko also next door, you know, through her smiles and hair jumping up and down. Isn't God amazing?
He's amazing.
He is. He really is.
Yeah.
And what's next?
No.
What's next? What makes you happy? Like, I'm trying to think, now what makes me happy? Like, if I buy myself a perfume.
Yes.
Even like this week for me was tough.
It was tough.
Like, what makes you happy? Like, it was smiley, saying, okay, cool, I'm happy. Even if it's for 2 minutes.
Sure, that is such a loaded question and you don't know because I'm still trying to figure out what makes me happy. I'm still really, I don't have like an absolute answer for you.
Yeah.
But invite me again, maybe in a few months. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
But honestly, I love working. I love being on set.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I really enjoy being on set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's that going? What are your plans? Ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
It's been a while, Pasi. Been unemployed for a while.
Yeah.
I've been unemployed for a while. I've been off.
Yeah.
I've been home.
with
loving, so much but talent. I'm not laughing. Ugh.
With so much talent.
With so much talent.
But if I may ask,
yeah.
One thing I learned, and I'm not trying to be mamngani ne.
Please do.
I think I'm older.
Yeah. Also, I'm very shocked about that.
One thing I learned in our industry is that this passion is not going to give us the wealth that we want. And that's a fact. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
That this passion, that this acting thing,
yeah.
It's always like in with the new, out with the old, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. Someone is hot, someone is
not. Yeah.
It's your time and it's not your time. But I think what I can say to you is that you have it all. It's a matter of maybe God bringing an idea in your head. There's no way motswaledi o ka re nka re wena o na le lenyolo ila tlala. Refuse that.
No, I refuse.
Ha o na lenyolo ila tlala.
No, I refuse.
So I think maybe the being home, you are being home for a reason, but bigger things are coming, and those big things,
they are.
Sometimes you have to create them yourself.
I'm going to look at you and say they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend and I are working on something
Thank
very
you.
Beautiful.
Danko.
Yeah.
There you have it.
My friend and I are working on.
Yeah. And work on it. Yes. And work on it. You know what I mean? Work on it. Because I tried my best. I'm like, Mudimwaka, I'm not going to go back to Bloemfontein. I'm not going to go back to Tala. Hence, you will find myself, I will make clothes. I try my best because that's it. Our industry has no money. If I like, no. That is season one.
Don't even touch it.
Or should 100,000 in Yana?
And again, people always think that 100,000 is a lot of money for an actress.
No, it's not. For anyone. Because I get away. It's a lot if you are a
monthly.
Singer.
Monthly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and monthly.
And monthly.
Yes, monthly. And let's say Wagiga.
Yes, if Wagiga, then you know every week.
Two shows. Yeah, I wouldn't get
it. It's 100,000 after a year.
Yes.
You are trying to stretch it for the months to come.
Yeah. Yeah, and dikoloto tsa nnete seng gore o kinya mo dikoloto tsa motsino ngwana ya sekolong, you have to pay rent or bond, like there's a lot that happened. But I'm happy for the plans you have with your friend. May God just keep on blessing you. And I can't wait. The next time ikla be re dutsimo, o tla bona joetsa gore hey.
Ke tla bo joetsa for real.
That plan?
Yes.
Ibile, and then we have witnesses, right? That plan that I had. Nna ke bentse ke bolela batho kere, ha o tshwere ke tlala no.
Yeah.
Hana, uska iketsa. Emma, sukuma. Sukuma mzalwane. Sukuma mzalwane. Yay! Nakya hana mo. I'm like, you have it all, and you're going to have it all, and you have something to live for.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely.
But our industry is not fair.
Oh, our industry is not fair.
Yeah, because I know you're so talented. I've seen you play different roles.
Yeah.
Different times.
It's like they do this, like,
Yeah. 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 And what's her favorite thing to do?
Oh, my word. So Unkarabile is a mixture. She's very athletic.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
Because she chose karate over ballet.
Love her.
Love her, you know.
Ballet ing. But she also...
Yeah, we have a lot of people to do that, girl. So, yeah, so she's very athletic.
Yeah.
Mariki, one of actress in Yana for
Oh, no.
I know. Because the last gig that I did was, which was in 2023. I shot a Soweto Love Story June of 2023. That was my last. But anyway, when Ungarabila watched it, she knows word for word. Like, there's a scene that she loves.
Yeah.
She absolutely adores that scene.
Yeah.
She says what mommy says. But also, I get the plans, my friend and I.
Yeah.
So she can act.
Oh, she can act, and then
I got you covered, baby girl.
It's not going to be like how we are now, where it's like your salary every month. She can act, and then she'll do other things, and then she will karakata other people.
She must karakata. Can I list ya di karakata?
Definitely. Any advice you would give to women, not just moms. Women, moms, men who've been through something similar.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how, but losing a parent is not as painful. Any advice you would give to them right now? Or something that helped you to go through?
To allow the emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the only way that I'm still here now, in the headspace that I'm in now, is because I allowed the emotions. I allowed myself to lose my mind. I allowed myself to feel it. I allowed myself to get to a point where even now I realize that I needed help outside of me and prayer.
Yeah.
So in allowing myself to feel those emotions, I was able to look at myself and say, okay, let's get up and get the help that we need. Because people run away from the emotions so much and it only makes your life even worse.
Yeah.
You can't. Your self will catch up with you.
Yeah.
So as painful as it is, allow it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have days where you don't want to get out of bed. Don't get out of bed because you're having that day. Mm. But like you said, like you said.
Yeah. Let's play a little game.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure makeup will shrug. I'm sure get out of the dark. Anyway. Hakipo. Woo!
I'm sorry, man.
So you're going to tell me two things. The other one is the truth. The other one, kemaka. And now I must guess which one is the truth and which one is a lie. Linda, I'll do the same. I'll tell you two things about myself, not about Trump.
Trump won a
mess. Okay, cool. So you start.
Okay, I'll start, ne? Mm-hmm. So wait, one truth, two lies. That's
yeah,
the game.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, number one.
One truth, two lies.
Hey, okay, one cool. truth, yeah. two lies, right? Cool. I am an award-winning actress. I have alopecia. And I'm married.
Can we say one, two lies, ne?
Mm-hmm. Two lies and one truth.
You're not married.
Oh, I don't know. You're not married?
How do you know that?
Give mommy daddies. I see a love house couch.
You're not married, I think. And you, but you cut your hair, so you could have alopecia. Damn it.
Which one is it?
Oh, did you win an award? You're not married. You don't have alopecia.
Okay.
You have an award.
From where my skirt? Can we talk about that before we wrap it up? Which award?
Royal Soapy something. So, you girl, have alopecia?
Girl, I don't have no award, yes.
Oh, and when did you know about alopecia?
Actually, so I only discovered that it's alopecia a few years back. For years, I just thought, because I had dreadlocks growing up and used to twist. I thought maybe I lost my hair because of the twisting. But no, just a few years back, I realized. Well, that's why I've been cutting my hair.
Your hair. And how's that? Oh, like in a little wind.
Right? Yeah. So it really doesn't bother me because, like you said, luckily it really suits me. If it didn't suit me, then...
Of course. If you had my head, if I would have alopecia now, I'm in trouble.
Oh, no, man.
Are you in love with
Lima?
Se un kadi mi leng sona ha uriki sibu setse. Do you think our generation will end up being in good relationships as we close? Like, it looks like every second woman sitting on this couch is either single or...
No, I've been single since birth. Ungarabil is four. Could I have been alone for 4 years? You understand? That's why I guess it can't be that difficult to find love.
Yeah, Khan.
You shocked me.
Mudim, hare kwa lamo, utla thapelo tsa rona ntat. Mudim, utla thapelo tsa rona Jehovah, because whoa, we are here. And it's pelele.
No, it's pelele.
Like, pelele. Si, right, pelele. Hey, I will see ya, Beko. Anyway, thank you so much, Mo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for just being vulnerable with me. And thank you for sharing everything with me.
Yeah.
And like I said, now I know the next time we meet, we're going to have a different conversation altogether.
Mafra.
Because God loves you and what you want wants you.
Yeah.
Things, good things are coming.
Thank you.
Because at least Moyawa how it now is on the right place. Yes. You went through it. Now it's your time.
To shine.
To shine.
Yeah.
Thank
the
you.
Year of taking my power back.
Thank you. Oh, now it is well. Don't forget to subscribe.